Bah humbug. Good morning. This is Pensacola's Expert Panel with
And a Merry
May.
Christmas to you.
And when I got in here this morning, Malcolm Ballinger, of course, is here with us every Monday morning about this time. And I came in, I said, well, are you ready for Christmas? He goes, bah humbug. Oh, I said, no, we got the Scrooge. So I've been waiting all season to play that song for somebody. So I found your song, buddy. That was Pentatonix. Bah humbug is the title.
Meg said, what Christmas carol can I play? And I said, please don't play one.
Yeah, it's the first thing out of his mouth. Don't play anymore.
I've heard every one 100 times.
What else did you say?
Well, I said the one that particularly irritates, and it always seems to be on whenever I go to Walmart, and it's that Burl Ives one. Have a jolly, jolly Christmas.
That
yes.
one.
Yes.
Oh, okay. A holly jolly Christmas.
Holly jolly Christmas. Yeah.
That's the one.
Which must be the most. No, I'll stop.
I'm
sounding
just,
like a humbug.
Yes, you are. You are, absolutely. I said to him, I said, really, you don't have a Christmas song that you like? No, I'm tired of all that Christmas music.
Well, the problem is it starts in September, it seems like.
That's true. I'll give you that.
And it just kind of overdoes it a little bit.
Come on now, you can't overdo Christmas. I mean, I know people that actually keep their trees up year round in their house, and then they redecorate them for Mardi Gras and different occasions throughout the year, 4th of July trees. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. And I think that's great. It's not something I would do, but I think it's great. She's baiting me this morning.
Well, it's just so easy when someone walks in all grumbly and I don't want to hear any Christmas music. I'm really?
Well, I think I told you I've been suffering for a couple of weeks with gout, believe it or not.
And now
it's really painful.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but Scrooge had gout, so you know.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir.
Got lots in common with Scrooge.
Clearly. I have my Santa hat here if you want to, and I've got these bells if you want to borrow them for a little bit. So what's the story with that? What is it exactly?
Gout is when uric acid, there's too much uric acid in your blood, and it goes to your joints and crystallizes in your joints and gives you horrible pain. And you may have seen the old Hollywood movies where the old lord is all crutchy and angry. Well, I can assure
I do recall that.
I can assure you that it is immensely painful.
No, I'm sorry.
It's like
sorry.
Daggers in your knee.
Oh.
Well, so I went to the urgent care and got some medication to take the swelling
down.
Is it helping, yes.
Good.
It is definitely help. But they said, you just got to quit eating so much red meat and beer. And I said, oh, Lord, life's not going to be worth living.
Oh, stop. Stop it.
So that's why I'm grumpy.
Clearly. So many great alternatives. We'll get together. I'll fill you in on some great alternatives.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm giving up beer for a while and red meat.
Okay.
And trying to eat some of it.
But there's still turkey and all kinds of chicken.
Oh, yeah, turkey
and
chicken.
Not like your and fish here. You got shrimp. And
actually, I love fish. So
and shrimp and, great restaurants. And
yeah.
So you'll be okay.
Mm.
You'll survive.
I'll survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
All right, I've got that off my chest. I'm feeling better already, Meg.
You're
like my therapist.
Don't even start.
Okay.
'Tis the season to be jolly. But you know what? It's not easy. And I got to say, I was out for a week, Malcolm. I've been out for a week with this terrible crud that's going around. And I got to tell you, for my friends that are listening, please take care of yourself this holiday season. Apparently, I saw in the national news last night and the local news that there is a new flu strain out there that is apparently getting into, and I don't want to be an alarmist, but epidemic proportions. They're seeing an unbelievable spike in cases just in the past week or so. So we had, I think, 3 or 4 people out here at the station all week long. So I wasn't alone. I was surprised. I thought I was just me, but turns out a lot of folks have been getting sick. So take care of yourself right now and just know that it's out there and to just do those, take a little extra emergency and do what you need to do. And the minute you start to get those symptoms, get yourself to urgent care. We've got some great urgent care facilities here in Pensacola. I went to the Sacred Heart Urgent Care and they took good care of me and got me on antibiotic protocol right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did that because now I'm finding out how bad it is. So. But yeah.
Well, I shall keep my distance from you.
No, I'm not. No hugs today. I'm doing air hugs, as they call them. So what's happening in the world of Ballinger Publishing? I've been referencing Downtown Crowd all month. What a great paper with all the info on what's been going on.
We are working diligently on the new edition, which will be here. I think we're going to deliver it the day before New Year's Day.
Nice.
And, of course, we're working on the new Pensacola magazine, too.
That comes out beginning of January. Excellent. And so is anything exciting for 2026 that you're aware of?
Well, we've got lots of exciting things. The one that excites me most, or one of the ones that excites me most, is the pet edition, the cover contest that we're going to do again.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Such a huge success that we're going to do it again.
So is it time yet to send in your photos and stuff?
We will be making
it a little early yet.
Okay. And the other one that's really possibly my favorite is the wedding edition.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Because of the cover contest. And it's not too early to send in your entry now.
Do you have, I was being kind of wicked, do you have like disaster wedding pictures and things like that? Because that would be fun. I bet people have some when the cake falls. There's always something that doesn't go quite right.
You know, that might be a great...
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be a fun article inside. I'll suggest that
I've got a couple pictures. There's always something. Somebody spills something on their dress, or there's always some...
Or the bridegroom and somebody get into a fight.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a wonderful show out there. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Tony and Tina's Wedding that was in New York, and it was an audience participation thing. So you actually went to this restaurant in downtown New York, and it was an Italian wedding. And I mean, the shenanigans that happened in that wedding. The priest got drunk. So that was the beginning of it all. And then, of course, one of Tony's exes, his ex-girlfriend, comes in to protest the wedding. And Tina's a big Italian mama, so they had to get in a hair pull fight. And it's one of the funniest shows ever. And so you have to decide when you come in as an audience member whether you're going to be on the groom's side of the room or the bride's side of the room. So I thought it'd be fun to be, you know, on the groom's side. Big mistake, because they picked me out as one of the ex-girlfriends of Tony.
Oh.
And she comes up and she goes, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "Me? Who, me?" She goes, "Yeah, you. What are you doing?" And I was, "Oh my God, now I'm in the show." And they did that with all the audience. It was really, really fun. It's called Tony and Tina's Wedding. It's really a funny, fun show. So you just made me think of it. Yeah, that's what made me think of that. So wedding disasters, wedding faux pas.
I think that's a great idea.
Be fun.
Yes, truly.
Be fun.
I will talk to Kelly and it would, just make a great section.
Well, I mean, it is a setup because we go into it with every bride wants it to be perfect.
Yeah.
The perfect dress, the perfect flowers, the perfect venue, the perfect, I mean, really, there's a high, high bar there.
Yes.
So once in a lifetime
weddings
event.
Weddings now have become so elaborate.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And last forever, it seems like, with
ceremony,
pre-dinners and whatevers.
And quartets playing music and all that good stuff.
But I guess it's, I understand in the bride's, it's the highlight of her life.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. All right, on that thought, we are going to take a quick break here, talking to Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing on Christmas week this week. Bah humbug, buddy. But we're going to get you in the spirit before you leave today. If you've got a question for Malcolm or if you have anything that you'd like to talk about, just text it in at 850.
We have some tickets we must get.
Oh,
away.
Good. 437-1620 for Ice Flyer tickets?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, we'll be back to give away tickets in just a minute on Pep Talk.
Ding, 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 ding. It's the best time of the year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
I don't know if there'll be snow.
I couldn't resist. I had to do it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you missed the earlier part of the show, Malcolm's being a Scrooge this year. He said, "Bah humbug," and he's so tired of this particular song. I couldn't resist. I don't know why. Why does that come in?
Well, it's like any song. The first 300 times, it's okay.
Right.
But after that, it begins to grate on you.
I don't know why. Oh, that's too funny. I couldn't resist. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let's get down to something serious.
Okay.
Let's give away some tickets.
Yay. Okay. So you've got Ice Flyers tickets.
I've got Ice Flyers tickets, actually, for tomorrow night.
Okay. So what is that? Tomorrow is the 23rd.
Yes.
Okay. The 23rd.
And also for Saturday.
which is...
I had hoped to go, but I can't.
Let me just double check the date.
It's the 27th, is it?
Saturday the 27th. Okay.
Yes.
And that's both at 7 o'clock?
I believe so, yes.
All right. So we got two. And are those four tickets or two tickets?
Each time there are four tickets.
Wow. Okay. So four for tomorrow and four for Saturday. How do you want to do this, sir?
Well.
What's your least favorite Christmas song?
You know, I was thinking that. What is the most hated Christmas song of all time?
Malcolm's most hated.
Well, I'm sure everybody agrees.
So Malcolm's least, let's just not say most hated. It's Christmas time.
And okay, yes.
Okay, I'm trying to be good for Santa, okay?
Least favorite.
There's still a window here of good behavior.
And by the way, at the same time, you have to throw in your least favorite Christmas one.
Ooh.
So we need two answers.
I see. So the listener has to give yours and theirs.
Yeah.
Okay, this could take a while. All right, the number to text it in, 85.
Well,
okay.
Well, hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
You have to text in your email address.
Yes.
Phone number.
Yes.
And name. Name.
Okay.
And the answer to that question, or the two questions.
Okay.
My most hated Christmas, my least favorite.
Thank
corrected.
You. Thank you.
Christmas carol song, not carol song.
Song, Christmas song.
And
your least favorite.
Least favorite.
Okay. All right. So we've got the
two songs. So the first one gets the choice of.
Which night?
Which night.
Okay.
The second one gets the other night.
Okay.
You're going to have to be quick on this.
All right. I got somebody in already. So she's the first one in, Sherry Smith. All right. Okay. And she says, your least favorite is Holly Jolly Christmas, which
Yay!
Is correct. And her least favorite, and I'm with her on this one, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Sherry, I am so with you on that. It's truly one of my least favorite songs. So you're the winner. So what we'll do, if you can text me and let me know which night you want, either
Tuesday
this
or
Tuesday,
Saturday.
The 23rd, four tickets, or Saturday the 27th. I've got your email and everything. She sent it in. So that is awesome. All right. We got another set to give away. And so we're going to wait till we find out what Sherry's got going on. And then again, if you want to win tickets, four tickets, it would be, you have to say Malcolm's least favorite Christmas song and your least favorite Christmas song.
Yes.
All right. So Sherry says she wants to do Saturday the 27th. So those tickets are yours, Sherry. So now we've got up for grabs four tickets for tomorrow night to see the Ice Flyers at the Pensacola Bay Center. 7:05, I think, is the tip-off.
Correct, yes.
Or what do they call it? The
puck drop.
Puck off.
Be careful. Puck drop.
That's not what I meant. Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You think I've been having a little Christmas eggnog or something this morning. Yeah. I'm very happy to be back and alive. All right. So all you got to do now is send it in. And I'm looking right now. Again, Malcolm's least favorite Christmas song and your favorite Christmas song. So let's see.
Your least favorite. Yeah.
Your least favorite. Yeah. That's right. All right. 850-437-1620. So what else is going on in your world, Malcolm?
Well, just to say, as I always do, these are great tickets. Very close to the, I was going to say the halfway line, but it's center ice, I believe is the expression. Great tickets, and enjoy them.
Okay.
Beyond that, I'm looking forward to Christmas dinner at Jackson's.
Oh, how nice. Are you actually going on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day night?
Christmas Day.
Oh, how lovely. I bet they do it. The girls were here talking about it before. I bet it's wonderful.
It is. I ate there my Thanksgiving dinner and had a great time. Staff were always really helpful and get into the spirit of things.
Okay. I got a winner, I believe.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me see. Oh, okay. Sorry. Someone says I didn't announce the number. I apologize. 850-437-1620. I've just assumed everybody knows. 850-437-1620. So my apologies to you. Thank you for sending that in. We're going to wait just a couple more minutes now that gives some people a chance to get their entries in. And
of course, New Year's Eve, we will go to the symphony for the concert there, which I highly recommend. I really do. It's a wonderful.
That's right. You mentioned this is the symphony concert.
Yes.
Okay. We got a winner. Okay. Kimberly Holland. Congratulations. You've won the tickets. This is for Tuesday night, tomorrow night, the 23rd, 7:05. And she said that your least favorite Christmas tune is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. And your least favorite is Holly Jolly Christmas. And her least favorite is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I agree. That's my second least Right.
Yeah, you know what, now that I've gotten tired of, I'll be honest, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's the number one song ever. Yeah. And I'm just tired of that one.
The one Christmas song that endures forever, I think, and even I can take, is White Christmas.
I'm dreaming
of a white
Christmas. Because of Bing's voice. Yes. You cannot go wrong with Bing Crosby's voice.
Yes.
It's just beautiful.
Made back in the days without all the electronic enhancements. Yeah. And it was just a beautiful song.
Yeah, some of those classic songs still I just love.
It does make you feel kind of homesick.
Mm-hmm.
Nostalgic.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
For Christmas as a kid and, you know, all those things we remember.
All right. Congratulations again to Kimberly and Sherry, who won our Ice Flyer tickets. And we will be back with Malcolm in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm Ballinger is here with us this morning. It's fun to see you. I missed you this week.
Yes, I missed you too.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Well,
obviously.
Okay, so here we go. I'm sorry. I was just double checking something here. So, anything you want to mention before we go? We've got a couple minutes left.
Well, I guess the obvious one. We hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas, and not only be thankful, but also think about the people that are not going to have a great Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you get an opportunity to help somebody. I was particularly gratified that our Rotary is doing Christmas wishes, and we were able to help out a couple of families.
I love that.
And, it's very easy to sort of sit in front of the fire and Christmas tree and family around you, and, you know, the world is great, everything's, but it isn't for everybody. So we don't want to put a damper on Christmas, but just give a thought for those that are less fortunate. And if you can do something, a great way is to send a check to Waterfront Mission or Loaves and Fishes
mm-hmm.
for the homeless. Many are there because of illness of one kind or another. I think it's just a great way of spreading a little goodwill for Christmas.
And it makes you feel better.
Well, that's the great part about it mm-hmm. is it makes you feel great.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a very dear friend that says, in the expression of love, that I am healed. And I love that.
That's a good way to, yes.
And I love that because it really is true. It gets you out of self. And it's hard. I mean, I know for myself, I have some family members that are no longer here. And it makes it sometimes, you want to be in the joy of today, but you can't help but remember those that are no longer here. And that's hard.
Yeah.
That can
yeah.
be hard. I know that you can identify with that as
yes.
well.
Yes.
So make
yes.
sure that you spread the joy as much
but
as you can.
Maybe in the name of one of those dear departed,
absolutely.
You make a gift.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I go and I get a pair of slippers and a robe for they have the angel trees. I always try to find one in honor of my dad.
Oh.
So, Malcolm, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the break.